I just call it sink.
Well, the thing that you turn on.
Water faucet.
That's it, okay. And then out in the yard, if you were going to hook up a hose, what would you call that thing in the yard?
Faucet.
All right, and suppose it were on some kind of a portable container, like a water container or something, what would you call it, a little thing that you turn? Is that a faucet, too?
Yeah, I guess so.
Some people call them spigots or hydrants. Do you know of those
words? Hydrant.
Now, what is a hydrant?
Yeah, so like with a... What a fire hydrant be it?
Mm-hmm.
Fire hydrant people. Firemen.
Okay. And if it were very cold in the night, your water pipes might do what?
Freeze.
And then they would?
Break.
What did you start to say first?
Break.
Did you start to say something else before you said break?
I meant to say break.
Oh, okay. Well, what if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would?
Burst.
Okay. And if it did that yesterday, you'd say yesterday it?
Burst.
Okay. And then what do you call a big wooden container that flour used to come in?
Flour.
Or crackers used to come in, or pickles? They're big wooden things, and they have bands around.
Crate.
I'm sure you know the word. You probably just...
A barrel.
That's it. Okay. Do you know what you call a little one that nails came in? Or beer comes in?
Mug.
Oh, this is a wooden container, again, like a barrel, but it's smaller. Keg, do you know that word?
Yeah, keg.
Okay. Then, do you know what molasses used to come in when they buy a lot of it? This is, I think, before your time.
Wood?
I don't even know what it's made of. Just a container for a lot of molasses. How about for lard? I think it's even before my time. It's got to be before your time. And if you wanted to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle, what do you call that thing that you'd pour it through?
Nozzle.
Well, it's a thing that's narrow at the bottom and then wide at the top. And you...
A funnel.
Mm-hmm. And then to make your horses go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Whip.
Okay. And if you bought something at the drugstore, then the man might put it into a...
Sack.
Made of...
Paper.
Okay. And suppose it were made of cloth, what would you call it? If, say, a lot of flour would come in a... I don't know if they still sell it that way or not. A large amount of sugar or flour.
The only thing I knew it come in a big bag.
Is it still made of paper, though?
Yeah, it's made of paper.
If you saw a bag made out of cloth, what would you call it?
Pillow cloth.
What about that that very rough kind of cloth that maybe potatoes would come in?
Potato sack.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called... croaker sack or a toe sack or a burlap bag or a gunny
burlap bag.
Pardon?
Burlap bag.
Okay. Then do you know what you'd call, and I bet you wouldn't, the amount of corn you take to the mill to be ground at once? If you never lived on a farm, I can't imagine anybody would know that. What would you call the amount of wood you could pick up and carry in your arms?
Some wood.
Or the amount of anything you could carry in your arms. You'd say, I've got a whole arm.
Full of logs, full of wood.
So what's the word, a whole?
A whole arm full of.
Mm-hmm. All right, now if your bulb, I just said the word, if it burned out in an electric light, you'd screw in a new?
Bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Electric bulb.
What's another word for it? Starting with an L, something bulb.
Lamp.
An L-I-G.
Light bulb.
Yeah, okay. Then let's see, if you were taking the, if a woman was taking the washing out to hang it on a line, she'd carry it in a?